Kenya is facing resistance to its push for a total ban on ivory trading. The Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species will consider the issue this weekend. The trade is banned internationally, but the sale domestically within many countries in Africa is still legal. Anne Barker reports.
Kenya has taken unprecedented steps against the ivory trade after decades of poaching. In a giant bonfire last April, the tusks of 6,000 elephants, 100 tons of ivory, were set ablaze. It was a deliberate act to shock the world into stopping the slaughter of elephants. Now, Kenya is pushing for a total ban on ivory sales when CITES member nations meet on Saturday. Evan McCalla, a field officer at the International Fund for Animal Welfare, says there's no longer any justification to sell ivory anywhere in the world.
The best thing is, let us ban ivory, because we have not seen ivory business making anybody better in this world as we see it. Because it's not food, it's not clothing, and neither is it medicine. So we can really do without ivory and still live very comfortably.
Right across Africa, elephants continue to disappear at an alarming rate as poachers fuel the insatiable demand for ivory, particularly in Asia. Pictures of elephants hacked to death or left to die after their tusks are savagely removed are sickening. And now conservationists, including wildlife writer Tim Jackson, say some populations are edging closer to extinction.
7-8 years ago, there were about 500,000 elephants across Africa. And in a seven-year period up till 2014, it's reported that we lost almost 30% of the continent's elephants. I mean, that's 140,000 elephants or something. It's a huge number of elephants that have disappeared.
Ivory sales are already banned internationally, but domestic sales are still legal in many African countries, and some want the ban lifted. South Africa says its elephant numbers are rising, while Namibia and Zimbabwe say the sale of their ivory stockpiles could fund conservation projects and put a monetary value on the animal. But conservationists say even selling stockpiles sends the wrong message. Tim Jackson again.
Having a legal trade has done nothing to curb the illegal trade. There's nothing to suggest that there's a decrease in demand from countries who buy ivory in the Far East in terms of their demand for trade. There are numerous reasons why having a legal trade in ivory is contributing to the downfall of Africa's elephants.
The United States announced a near total ban on the domestic sale of African elephant ivory in June. Now Britain has agreed to ban sales unless the ivory is at least 70 years old. The UK's Environment Secretary is Andrea Leadsom.
We are taking a very significant step forward, banning all modern ivory trading in the United Kingdom. That's a very important step. There is more to do to meet our manifesto commitment, but it does require global concerted action, and so this is a really important first step.
Conservationists also want more done to protect the African rhinoceros. A record 1,300 rhinos were killed illegally last year. It too will be on the agenda when CITES member nations meet in Johannesburg on Saturday.
Anne Barker with that report.